We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions, and I'll be your facilitator for today's session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. All right, let's dive in. And, Chris, we'll start with you. What would you like to accomplish today?
Well, I know you were talking earlier about your goal, how you wanted to help people start up their own business.
Yes.
So I was wondering what kind of steps I could take to start my own business with the strengths that I have.
Nice. Nice. That is a great question. So where did you come up with that question from?
Well, we were talking earlier, I think last week, and I really thought about it, and I'm not sure where I would be able to start with that.
Okay. So what I would do is, have you done the exercise of the circle?
I have not, no.
So there's an online lesson, and so draw a circle on a page and list everything you're passionate about around the outer side.
Okay.
And so if you go ahead and do that, you list out all your passions. Ideally, you want to create, do a company. You want to do a company that really emphasizes your passion, where it's almost like it's not even work.
Okay.
You enjoy it so much. So that would be the first step that you do. Once we do that, the next step is find discovery of your life vision. And then from that, then you look at what can you do that you can be passionate about and, you know, provide the economic engine for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish personally and professionally. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to accomplish?
No, that was it.
Okay. Wow, that was a quick one. Good. All right, Teresa, what would you like to accomplish?
That was really quick. I'm wondering what I can do to be a better leader.
And what drives that question?
A lot of things. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm missing the mark on a few things and just getting things moving, motivating others around me, and getting projects to where they should be as a leader.
Are you leading people?
Sometimes, yes.
Because it's hard to be a good leader if you don't have anybody following you.
No, I am.
Okay. So if you have to build your own followers, that's a whole different skill set than just leading.
I think, well, then maybe in your response, you could address how to lead the people I'm currently leading and how to bring on others that could follow in my footsteps.
Okay. So that's a great question. That one might take just a little longer than Chris's. So in that situation, you're only as strong as the weaker of the two, the leader or the follower. So your issue might be that you have weak followers. Einstein said you can never solve a problem on the level it was created or in the dimension it was in. And so you may need to get your followers on this call. Can you do that? If that was necessary, could you get them on this call?
I could try.
Okay. If you couldn't get them on this call, could you get them to listen to the recording of this?
Perhaps a higher percentage of that, yeah. But
okay. If you can't do those two things, then you're not a good leader.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
And so it's influence. It's the ability to influence people to go ahead and understand. Leadership is the ability to influence people to do something that's good for them, but they may not feel good, do something that will benefit them, but they may not feel the benefit, for the benefit of the overall group, do you know all of the biggest challenges of all of the people that you're leading?
No.
Have you done a level one examination, a level one and a level two of all those people that you're leading?
No.
You know, why not?
Maybe partly, perhaps, because I just came up with a question a little bit ago.
Okay. So you're coming to a recognition. So you may have been in a position where you're an unconsciously incompetent leader, meaning you think you're a good leader, and you're not. And now you're recognizing, oh, my gracious, I'm not a good leader. So you move from a conscious unconscious incompetence, you're a terrible leader, you don't even know it, to a conscious incompetence where, yeah, I'm not a good leader, and I know it. That's a good place to be, although it's painful. Unconscious incompetence is a it's ignorance is bliss. And so you don't know how bad you are, but it will start to show at some point. But now you're really excited because you're like, wow, I'm incompetent, and I know I'm incompetent. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then what you do is then you go ahead and say, okay, what tools, what knowledge base, what natural laws do I know that will help me to become a good leader? See, just yesterday and today, I recognized the magic of career success. And I knew it was good, and I actually even knew it was great, but I didn't know it was spectacular. And so, like, I believe every one of my thoughts is captured in those 250. Every one of my conscious competence, everything I'm good at, is captured in those 250 natural laws. If I'm unconsciously competent, the highest level of productivity, if I'm unconsciously competent, well, I may not have captured the laws, but Tom did, like, claim all unclaimed territory. I was practicing that law. But I didn't know I was practicing it until he said, oh, this is what a mentor taught me, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I know that. I've been practicing that for years. But I couldn't teach somebody else that particular skill set until I became conscious of it, and I became conscious of it through claim all unclaimed territory natural law. Now, if I am unconsciously incompetent, I'm pathetic at something, and with seven kids, you know, three adult children, two teenagers, or four adult children, three adult children, three teenagers, and one moving into teens, I have been blessed with tremendous resources around me to point out the many areas of incompetence that I have on a continued basis. And so it's a wonderful blessing because it's always, you know, helping me to recognize that and realize that. So what I just did is coming up with a solution. It was actually very quick for you too. All I did is applied three steps to anything: examination, solution, and implementation. So Teresa wants to be a great leader. Okay, what natural law? And this is all happening on the subconscious basis. And so I'm like, she needs to go ahead and ask questions. Well, which questions? She should do level one, level two. Oh, okay. Based on level one, level two, and then to go deep with the people, you go ahead and do the passion circle. When you do level one, level two, passion circle, you do the combination of all of those, you're going to be a great leader because you're going to know where they all stand, what their needs are, what their dreams are, their goals, their passions, their weaknesses, their vulnerabilities, their problems, how they're wired. You're going to know all of that within 14 seconds or 14 minutes of talking to them. Then putting all of that together, that's a lifetime. That's like an orchestra. And like 1 Corinthians 12, some of the work that I'm doing now on that, I think that may play into it, where it'll actually be a model. It'll actually be a model that takes the gifts of the different people, brings them together in a collaborative manner, and then pieces them in the right place. Very exciting. Other questions, Teresa?
So, like, I mean, I'm familiar with the level two questions for, like, a prospect, but would they, I mean, so then that would be the personality questions, and then I guess just seeing how well they follow up or procrastinate with things, how would that change with, like, a personal contact?
Well, with the level one is going to be include the personalities. Level two is going to be test coachability. And so coachability is very important in leadership because you need to find out who's ready, you know, who's ready to grow and who's not. Who's open, who's coachable, and who's not. Who do you put your energy into? So the level two, you'd go through those level two, and most of those level two would go ahead and apply. There may be a few tweaks to it, but most of them are going to apply.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Melissa, what would you accomplish today?
I would like to know what employers look for in their employees for basically when you go in an interview. And you name off the strengths and weaknesses that you have. What are some that employers really, like, draw the attention of?
Well, depending on who's interviewing you, the owner of a company is bottom line looking for profitability. He or she are going to invest some amount of money and time and resources into you. And so bottom line, how much of a return can you give me on what my investment is? Most employees don't, and this is the going to the natural laws. So career success. So again, this is where, Chris, are you going through the natural laws?
Yeah.
Okay. So Melissa, you should go through the natural laws too. So module one, number four, investment return principle. So you look at yourself as an investment. So think about, you know, think about how much the employer is paying you on a, let's say it's, if you're part-time, let's say it's $10,000 a year. They're spending $10,000 of their hard-earned money on you. How much of a return are you giving to them? The better return you give to them, the better, you know, the better employee you're going to be, the more opportunities you're going to get.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How would you say that when, like, you know, because they're looking for productivity, how would you say that without them having to ask? Like, how would you word that?
If they give you an opportunity to ask questions, you know, or you just take the opportunity to say, you know, I had a couple questions, if you don't mind. Okay. Like, what are some suggestions that you would give to me or any employee on what it would take to be the most productive, most profitable employee for your company?
Okay.
And that one question could very well get you hired. Now, if you're being interviewed by a lower level person, they may not want to hire you because they're like, oh my gracious, that's a better person, that's a better question than I've asked. They may take my position. And so you know, probably not, but could in theory. You might go ahead and say, what can I be to be the most productive? You could say productive. You know, what would be some suggestions? You've interviewed a lot of people. You've been with the company for how long? Okay, you seem to have a lot of success. Okay, what would be, you know, what would be some suggestions that you would give on to become the most productive employee that you've ever seen? See, you're there to serve them. You're not entitled to a paycheck. You're not entitled to a job. You are going to come and you're going to work hard, and you're going to work smart. And that's what any employer is going to want, is somebody that works hard and somebody that works smart.
Okay.
Other questions?
I don't have any, no.
So when they say, you know, what's your strengths and weaknesses, you know, I would go ahead and say, you know, one of my greatest strengths is my energy for you. Okay, you're an expressive. One of my greatest strengths is my energy, excitement, and enthusiasm. One of my greatest weaknesses is my energy, excitement, and enthusiasm. They're like, what? Yeah, sometimes I have too much energy, too much excitement, too much enthusiasm. Sometimes I have to stay, you know, I have to be focused. One of my greatest strengths is my drive, my assertiveness. I make things happen. One of my weaknesses is my drive, my assertiveness. Sometimes I push people too hard. And so with something like that, that will show them that you have tremendous self-awareness, because they probably have never had anybody say that or not exactly like that, not with that strong of articulation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, anybody else have anything else that you guys would like to accomplish today?
I'm good.
No.
Okay. All right.
Is it just us three?
Yeah.
Where is everyone?
Where have you been?
We've been on a Valentine's Day date, and everybody else is gone.
No, where have you been in the past? This is like the first time you've been here.
Yeah, and then the one time that I'm on, nobody else is on except for Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
So this is one of your weaknesses, is that you don't play for quite a while and don't think anything of it, but when you play, you think everybody else should be playing right along or working or being involved right along with you.
Oh, yeah.
And so how do we get more people, you know, involved in this? How do we impact more people? So, Chris, in starting your own company, I was just talking to a client, and he said the average person, based on research studies they've done, the average person knows 250 people. The average business owner knows 5,000. And so in business, you've got to know a lot of people. And so one of the skills in developing any business is how to network, how to connect with more people, how to go ahead and, you know, how to open up doors, how to bring value to a lot of people a lot faster, all of those types of things. And so, you know, like a lot of the success of people who attend Harvard is not the education they get, it's the network that they develop. And so you want to develop a strong network. Tony Robbins was interviewing Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Jack Canfield said, you know, Tony, I'm a best-selling author. I've sold, you know, millions of books and this and this. What I don't understand is how come I'm only making, you know, I don't know, $1 million and you're making $5 million or $20 million. And Tony said, well, Tony Robbins said, well, who do you hang out with? And he's like, what do you mean? He says, do you hang out with people that are making $1 million or do you hang out with people making $25 million? The people you tend to hang out with is going to be a large indicator of how much money you're going to make. And so that network of people, and so getting people to participate in this together with each of you. So this recording, once this recording is edited and out, this audio, what you should do is you guys should go ahead and get this out to your friends. You guys should go ahead and get this out on social media. You guys should go ahead and connect. And how many people can you connect with? How many people can you help? And how will each one of those people, as you help them, how will they help you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Cool. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, feel free again to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. If you're calling in from overseas, feel free to call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless and have a great day. Bye-bye.